Okay, the Siman started off with the halacha of kavush shayel kemevushel, and then differentiated between tzonen and cham, between kirishon and klisheni. Then in Siv Gimel introduced the notion of tatoi gova. You see how each one of those things come up again in a few minutes. Right. Then the halacha of isur shenogeya beheta without dry, bli rotiv. And then introduced the concept of mefafeya, even though it's without rotiv, but mefafeya substitutes for rotiv, substitutes for juice, for soup, for gravy. Right. The fact that it's mefafeya has an inherent fattiness to either one, either the heter or the isur, that substitutes for rotiv. That's the way to remember it.
What was the one before mefafeya?
I'm sorry?
What was right before mefafeya?
Before that, the halacha that isur shenoga beheter below rotiv, right, needs the tila, right? Again, we talk about hot, of course. Okay, hot with tatoi gova, defining hot. So hot defined only is tatoi gova. Now you'll see, we try to introduce a notion of meliach kiroseach, and then go through the same principles of rotiv, or lach, or wetness, tatoi gova, right? To apply to malicha, mind you. Okay. Malicha, tatoi gova, which puts a crimp in a notion. Maybe tatoi gova is due to heat rising. You see, it's not to do with heat rising because they want to apply it to malich. Okay? So we got down to Simon Vov. Sivov. Okay. I'm sorry, one main just one more important. Chumra based upon Cheskin Yediyah. The Ramah on Dalid. Ainono Biki and Aza Mika Kochush or Shomin, therefore Yesh Ilasa Bacholin and Adika Samach. So that the distinction between shomen and kochush is only theoretical. L'alocha l'maisa, we don't make the differentiation. We treat everything like shomen, except right. Then goes look at the end of the Gemara. B'davke b'yisur chelev oshar yisur d'shar bo shamnunis. Avo b'yisur oshar bo shamnunis hu b'vaday kochush ein osur rak dei netila. That really is negeyos. Largely Hichus Pesach, because it seems to be the only Esau that's clean, Ebo Shamnunis is a piece of pumpernickel bread, but everything else we're misupik whether it's yes Shamnunis not, even though the Chatzila they want to be differentiated between a fat goat or a fat sheep and a lean sheep, knowing very well that a lean sheep has fat in it also. So it had to be fat in order to be mefafeya. Right. Then,
okay. What about something that just doesn't have fat, like a piece of like grilled white chicken or something, where there's no fat?
You will have to take upon yourself the achayas to define that, right? Abo beiso de lo shayr beishamunis u bevaday kochush. I couldn't answer that on white chicken breast, because I'll give you the fat test. What's the fat test in chemistry? Anyone remember? From elementary chemistry, what?
You put it in water and see if any fat.
Put it on a piece of paper and it forms a grease spot. That's the standard fat test still used today to know qualitatively is there fat in there or not. As you know, if you eat chicken with your fingers, you have to wash your fingers, you have to touch a napkin. So it opened up a whole big area called we don't know, and if we don't know, I don't know where at what point we begin to know again. First we knew. First it said fat goat, skinny goat. So we knew clearly. We have no bekiyim, right? Then he says, but if Embo with a shara bay shamnunis vu bebadai kochush.
But like turkey breast has 0 grams of fat.
Oh no! Come on. Okay. 0 grams fat.
So
means
when they add half a gram in a serving.
Means less than 5% of, I'm sorry, less than 5 grams per portion. That's all it means. Okay?
Then why are they
Why? Take a look now what's happened. The city government is trying to rule against trans fat, right? You've been reading one. Look what's happened in how quickly the companies responded. So I have a daughter in from Israel, not too familiar anymore with, she's been there for over 20 years, so not too familiar with the shopping anymore. She went out shopping and wanted to buy peanut butter. Said, well, no trans fat. So instead of buying what's called natural peanut butter, which is ground peanuts, she saw a sign, no trans fat. Okay? Good. So if you take your glasses off, under the no trans fat, which is printed in big red letters, is mamish in microfilm letters per portion. Okay? Because the USDA regulation, which the companies got in there, if there's less than 5 grams of fat per portion, then it's called zero.
No,
you say no.
Rebbe, I'm talking about the FDA label, where by law they have
right.
to be accurate up to a half a gram.
So
in a serving, if they have zero on the official, on the label for the advertising,
yes.
there's the 5 gram
yes,
rule.
But
on the official nutrition facts label, they have to be accurate up to
yes.
a half a gram. So if they say zero, it means there can't be more than 0.4.
All it means is that the turkey was made with Maisa Kabbalah, right? The Sefer Yetzira, right? Because there ain't no such thing as any muscle meat that doesn't have fat in it. Period.
It has very, very, very little.
Very little. But again, now, you're backing off. You said zero must mean zero, accurate.
No,
that's what I said. You have to take the achayas to say this is what imcycling means. I don't know.
Right, but this is that's an extreme.
Yeah,
like,
fine. Good. Next.
What about grains? What about non-meat?
Oh, that's chametz. That's what I told you. Basically, we understand. That's called not fat. Why? Because they won't. It will pass the fat test. Fat test is where they mix a grease spot on a piece of absorbent paper.
And what if there's vegetable oil there? Is that considered shamanist, or is only we're talking about animal fat?
Good question. I don't know. Clearly.
And then spread, or?
I don't know. Not in Basar B'Cholov, and not here. Do you have that discuss lechura? So well, what if I go ahead and you use a sauce on your white turkey, and the sauce has oil in it? Right? What would I make it into papma pafe? I warn you. There's a vagueness here that's not easy to resolve, and when that happens, you end up going l'chumra on all these things, and you just assume that the chumra. Mechaber is extending this concept of papua, or the fat that permeates, right? Dovosh yesho papua b'tzli. We talk about tzli, meaning without rotiv, no sauce, no gravy. Imhoya echad cham v'yechad tzonen, hatachton gover l'tikoch, im nofol cham al tzonen, then the papua is not going to go any place, because papua also needs heat. Ain't no osa elikadei klipa. So all you have is like tzonen and tzonen, right? If tzonen and tzonen touching each other, you're only worried about physical transfer of isa to heter, so you got to cut off a little slice. Vim nofal tzonen alcham, but if the bottom one is hot, im ein beheter sama kneged isa hakol osa. Then we say mifafeya, right? So the ham, no rotiv, right? No sauce, no liquid, but the fatness of the bottom one is gova, and it goes up. Hod the chatichas isu oseres chavata v'nigiyosa is datke k'sheisura machmasatzma k'gon nevela basa b'cholot. Avol, if the isur is became us, it was a dover heter became us, are they belia? Avlein bo isur ala mashe bolem yomokam acher, eina oseres acheres ala gazbo, atilu im nitzlu yachad. Okay, fine. But, if the isur belua came from an isur shemefateya, if pepua doesn't stop with a chetichah, it'll go from this chetichah to the next chetichah. Vamed varam amurim shebole iso she'enu mafafeya. Avo bola min advarim mafafeyim b'tivon gan shumon oseres chavata bein b'tzli bein b'raga zu b'zu cham b'cham o tachton cham b'yon atzadenes she'iso habalua bi'atzmo mafafeya. In other words, if the thing itself is also, but the isur came because it was in contact with another isur, which was enem afafeya, then it can't go any further. But if the isur became also because it's absorbed a fatty substance, that fatty substance is free to move, so it asks the next substance, not because of this chaticha, but because of the previous chaticha. It's as if chaticha number 3 was in contact with chaticha number 1, and chaticha number 2 is just was a medium, right, of transmission of the isa of chaticha number 1.
Is there any limit to that?
Sorry?
Is there any limit to that?
How many chatichas in a minute? All right. I want you to catch a strange shach inside. Now pick up. It's worth doing it. Pick up the shach Yitzayin, the first of the board. You don't have it. You have a different type. Take another minute. You don't find such a nice shach all the time. Yud Zayin. Okay. Goes on the on Siv Zayin. Ho de chatichas iso seres chavato b'digyosa. Dafke she iso machmas hatzma. Dan nevela o bosa b'cholav. Right? This is where the shach picks up bosa b'cholav. By Basa B'cholav is Isur Machmas Atzma. Okay? Right? You have the clip. Mashma. What are we talking about? Chatichas Boso Shenoga Shenivlo Mecholav Shenechshav Kol Hachticha Gufi Isur. Which is Basa B'cholav base. Okay? That's true. Basa B'cholav is not what? Isur Balua. But since Bosa is heter and Cholav is heter, when they come together, a new Yitzira of Isur called Bosa B'Cholav, so it's they're clearly Chaticha Nasis Nadela, meaning it becomes a Chepsa Shal Isur. Fine. Losh is there, Kosav, whoever it is, Turok Leo Reisab Kupala. Ein lo dil Chaticha Gugel is Kabe, el Kain Isur Machmas Atzmo. Right? We learned that also. Also, needs Gamkein, Dehainu Shenibla Mibosa B'cholot, Dehain Heben Nariot, Adake Moshe, Adrisha, Shah Choynim, Dibri HaTur, Mehem Kedibri HaMachaber, Dechatichas Bosor HaBalua Micholov, Oseres Chavata Benigir Below Rotev, right? Because it's considered to be Isura Machmasatzmo. Ochein HaRashbo Kosav, Vitoros HaBayis, Dvorim Eru, Sheomru, Atilu Bebosa Becholov, Shacholov Einem Efapeya, Viapapi Shasu Kachtichas Nevela, Lo Asu Kinevela Satsmo, the Dov was there, Ad Kam Lashon. Hey, how's that for nice? Comes the Rashbo, you with us? I'm sorry, Kufay, we're doing the Shach on Siv Zayin, Shaf Yud Zayin. Okay, what's the problem he's trying to drive at? Trying to drive at the problem of Papua. Now, Bosol B'cholov, clearly, Cholov is not considered to be Mepafeya. It's not said, all right, milk fat's there, but Chazal didn't accept that as fat. Bosol B'cholov, it became a Chetzer Shel Isur, the Bosol has fat. Now, that Bosol B'cholov Chaticha touched another Chaticha B'li Rotev, which you need, it says, it should be Isura Machmas Atzmo. We have a Isura Machmas Atzmo, right? That's a whole Isura Machmas Atzmo. So, will it also the Chaticha's Boso that's touching it? The answer is Mefafeya. No. The trouble is, I said Boso B'chova became a Chepsa Shel Isur. But you have to be molded that it consists of two components, Bosor and Cholov. Right? Then how could I have the Bosor and Cholov considered a Chaticha that's Asura Machmas Atzmo in order to ask another Chaticha, when the truth is that both components that make up Bosor and Cholov can't do that? Only the Bosor can do it. And therefore it's a kind of Epshel Sochto. I can separate my Isur back into its original components. He says, therefore, look, he says, Apati, nice lotion of the Rashbo, Apati shesu kechatichas nevela, Bosa b'cholov is like as if it were a piece of the vela, but no so ke nevela, that's what the dollar is there. Ad kam l'sholom. Ubi kisvei habazir, Kosa b'shem Morov zeh l'shono. Ve'od mesupek ani be'boso shekibil tam mecholo shohei bo samach levatlo. Ve'nesar and nesar af chaticha nasa nevele. Chasar az eret. Ve'shuv nogak shulcham be'boso acher kosa b'motcha b'shem ve'ena osra b'lo rotiv. Ve'shmaite de tipa z'cholo b'ochichichus v'ozu v'hi d'nir v'kisa v'kosha 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 the boss of a chol of shiny, Mishari Surim, Doche, the Chet. The Hod, the Chticha, Ruyel is Kabit, sorry. The Hod, the Chticha, Ruyel is Kabit. We said, well, but well, we also said, Davke, Shushol Isu. Roshan also are the Iblias Isu. They have a boss of Shanessa Bacholov, Lo Amin and Hocha, Mein of a Taylor, Afke. Ki nisha shemi vos kechovim yechticha yu les kabbat shabbos v'chol eina b'teila ad kam l'sholo. What's he saying? What's that called? You're whiplashing, not, you know, you're sending me back and forth. Whiplash, is that called? What's the idiomatic expression? Anyway, Anyway, you're flipping me back and forth. You tell me, "Bosa b'cholov tichvas nevele." Chepsa shel isur, right? Isur machmas atzmo. Said, now you go ahead and you tell me, but if you have the a dovo shes mepafeya has fat in it. Then it's going to aso chavato binigir, right? Aso chavato binigir. So is bosa b'cholov a chepsa shel isur? If it's a chepshet of Yisuf, then it's mefateya. So no. The cholov is not mefateya in it. Therefore, it's as if you could suddenly separate back the bosov and cholov. It's not longer bosov or cholov, right? And therefore, he says, by chaticha, haguil is kabed, should be the same thing, right? If chaticha is low botla, what's low botla? The whole thing's low botla, but I can separate the bosov and cholov also. No, chaticha is kabed, it's called chepsa shalisu, right? Bosov and cholov is one chepsa and it asks, chaticha haguil is kabed. And over here you say not. Make up your mind. Even though I'm sure I can differentiate between the two in a minute. Alright? Look a little further. Right. See, Afki Mishnah Shlemi Baruch Gehovim, the Chdi Charu Leskabe Bosa Behovim, Eina Betela. Even though what? The Chdi Charu Leskabe doesn't apply to the Cholav. Cholav is the Chdi Charu Leskabe. So you say, the Cholav is not Mafateya, so we leave it, we make believe it's not there anymore. Even though it's the Chepsa Shalisu. So and Machtir Chavuyel Eskabed, if that's true also, the Cholav in the Chnir Chavuyel Eskabed is that Chavuyel Eskabed. It's only the Bosa Chavuyel Eskabed that became also because it has Cholav in it. But the Chnir Chavuyel Eskabed applies only to the Bosa. Just like Mafateya applies only to the Bosa, you said, okay, then the Cholav is not Mafateya, so it's no longer Bosa, treated like Bosa B'Cholav. Then why Machtir Chavuyel Eskabed you do? Therefore he says, listen carefully. The Kosa B'Sel Shono B'Yira L'Taretz. Not a good Teretz. L'Taretz K'sas. A little Teretz, okay. A little bit of a Teretz. The Vadei Bosa B'Cholov Kol Zman Shu Me'urov Mikre Shrosho V'Gufo Sholisu. Right? V'Atilu HaBosa B'Lo Cholov K'Vo Kroi B'Godim Isman shechut pishton meuva b'talis semer, also the skasos b'chol atalis. I feel the bosa tzad shein chut pishton bo. The mechtach min atalis also tzad shein bo pishton, mutar also tzad. Hachenami kimro rabbanon shein shum tam holech v'chatich zu, rak tam de bosa v'chud, v'lo shum cholav, elam kein alei rogiv. V'havale. That's why I wanted to get see the shakir, to see it with your own eyes to believe it. Kilu boi liyo uzal v'amalonu nachtach mit abos hazeh chaticha ktana shein bo shum tam cholav v'abashoi kehi deklayim. Okay, you want to play with that a little bit? It's a nice exercise in, you can find the difference in two cases. Now you have to convince yourself it's a significant difference or not. Right? What does he say? He says, give an example from Klayim. Okay? You go ahead, you give yourself a check, and they tell you that this button was sewn on with linen thread. So what's that? What's halacha? The beggar is also. I go ahead, I cut off the button, and I re-sew it with cotton thread, it becomes mutar, right? Before it was a chetzer shalisu, right? Better. Here's the button with the thread. So I go ahead, and while the button is attached to it, I want to cut off a piece of material I need to for a patch on something. So I had to give up on the jacket, I'm going to make a patch out of it. That patch, once I cut it off in the beged, that patch is not klayim. Well, it was klayim a minute ago. I cut it off, it's not klayim. Likewise, it says, Bosa b'cholav, it's chepsa shaliso, gufa shaliso, right? But I tell you that the Bosa b'cholav separated. And the Bosa b'cholav separated, why is it different than klayim? Therefore, it's understandable they should say, when it comes to mefateya, since the cholav is not mefateya, achdicha bosa b'cholav, right? Even though the bosa is mefateya, since the cholav is not mefateya, it cannot ask the chavata except kedei klipa. Nice, a nice sushtil.
So why, why does it work with it?
It's
what?
What's wrong? What's wrong with that teretz? It's bad. It's a bad teretz.
But that's the teretz, though.
Huh?
But that's the teretz.
That what?
But isn't that the teretz that we concluded?
That doesn't make it a good teretz. It says it's yesh teretz ksas. When he says ksas, you got to think what's wrong with the rest of it. A little bit is a teretz. There's no such concept as a beggar shall cry in. That's the point. It's a concept bosa becholah. That's the chilek. Bosa becholah became a new entity of isur. The beggar shall climb didn't become an entity of Klayim. The halacha is Zosubash, Shatnez, Pishin, right? Bitsema Yachdo. That's all. I go ahead. Okay, give you a Muncie Chumra. You live in a furnished apartment or you bought furniture?
Pardon.
You bought a sofa?
Yeah.
Okay. You have a non-shotless label on it?
No.
Better go home, get rid of it quick. What do you say? If your sofa upholstery has velvet plush cover where there's raised nap, then I'm afraid when you sit down on the sofa, since you bought a sofa that's soft, then some of it will lean over on your leg. And if that plush is crying,
you know
made,
you know how to wear shotness, it's not going to be on you, it's be under you. So
okay.
You're afraid it's going to go on your body.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
Got it? No one will say that sofa is crying. He's telling me sofa didn't get a Shem Klayim on it. What you tell me is there's a problem. I'll give you a better example. It's almost the same example, but it's easy to understand. You have a scarf, a wool scarf, and your wife bought you for a birthday present a linen shirt. Some wives buy their husbands horsehair shirts. A linen shirt. Linen is a common material in shirting. Big shaila, how you can wear it together. Whole sugya menachos. They were discussing with a wool talis that had a. What reason is a beged shall pishtan? Is it chay betzitzis or not? Of course, chay betzitzis. Can you put a woolen tzitzis on a beggar shel pishtan? Yeah, you can, as long as you're wearing it, because there's a kosov, right? Dilim tasach araba kamsu losuba shatas, dilim tasach that you have a heter, asay docholosu se bishasasi smitzu, and so on. No one's going to tell you that when you put the scarf on, or when you put the tzitzis on the beged, you made a beged shel klayim. Bosa becholov, you made a new entity. It's not bosa becholov mixed together. It became bosa becholov. That principle doesn't apply to klayim. Therefore, by bosa becholov, you want to go ahead and break apart a unit that exists already. You can't be a raya from klayim. Klayim, it never was. That piece of your jacket that doesn't have linen in it was never klayim. What then? Because you're putting it on, and you're putting on the klayim also, you lovish a beggar to have sheshbo pishta. Made a major distinction. Anyway, I was sufik this morning whether I should get involved with you because it takes up a little bit of time, but it's good to see such a shach. Yeah.
So, shach is it? If I had a sock or something made out of wool and linen.
You have what?
I have a sock.
Yeah. Yeah,
there are. So then, are we saying here is that
Shach would not be an entity unto itself, meaning that it's just womb and linen together, but Basha Bekal creates a new entity?
Correct. In other words, if you, you...
So that's why you can have a beggar.
If you had... I'll give you a better example to understand. You had a sock, and socks come sometimes with the sole a different color, right? And the sole is shatness, and the rest of it is wool. They made the bottom a mix of shatness.
The wool is still wool, and the linen is still linen.
Okay.
That's why it's not.
Now it's the same.
But the bottom color is now a whole
new. There are no two units anymore. No two separate things anymore. There's no two disparate units. That's what it means gufo chili, gufo iso.
Okay.
All right. Let's move ahead. Next. I said, well, Yeshua, we'll review again, like I did just before, just the key principles of each sefer. All right, next. Then comes a real complication for running a kosher home. The hole there... The problem is only again if there's a map in which the threads can get intertwined, because it's seno upishtin yachdov. Actually, the Raisa Gemara says is showy tovi the news where the fibers are intertwined, where we make cloth by intertwining the individual fibers. Chol zeh bebeis chatichos, aval kli shebo la'isu, also heter shevageh bo atiru be'isu she'eino shok. Better example. Let me give the first of all. Can you stop at a rest stop? You go in, whatever. Else they sell ice cream and seed, OU on it, Breyer's ice cream, Haagen-Dazs, right? Can you have them give you a portion of ice cream in their cup? They serve it in metal cups. Answer is, unless you're mesupik that the cup is dirty, you assume Mirsa's regulations, they have to wash their stuff well. A cold treif a cup, but the cup is treif. Why? It's been soaking, been washed, big suffix how it gets treif. But let's assume, yes, let's assume it's the same kind of cup they put in their treif a soup or something, whatever. Api aloche is perfectly kosher to do so. And nothing's going to happen. Cold is not going to do anything. As long as there's no heat, no problem.
That's big shower friendlies now. That's why some people are.
I'm sorry?
With Friendly's ice cream store?
Yeah, something like
that. A lot of people go to Friendly's now because even though they serve straight food,
the cooler shouldn't be any problem. Right. And he says, but got a problem here. Kli shebola isu. Right? Also, heter should a gable. I feel the beast so shame or shaman, but of course, it has to be hot. That's the thing. And I can't give you a good example where you would go into a store and take something that's hot from them. Now, hot, he said, if I put a double kosher, I have a hot pot, a hot dish, it came from, if you pass them like home, like cliche, and that's how most. The Shoyin and Paskin that for Blier Klisheni is sufficient. Heat of a Klisheni is also Blier. Why? I told you because the Mokko in the Gemara was from the Sakash of Shchita, that the base of Shchita is Roseach. They recognize Roseach certainly not more than a Klisheni, right? So therefore we ask for a Klisheni also there. So you have a Gzeres HaKosuv comes in. Yeah. The Blia that's not there, Asad. If a Blia that's not there, Asad, then you don't need mefateya. And for hassle, even if ain't a mefateya. For really, so you need mefateya for it to transfer from one chetichah to another chetichah, b'li rotiv, without a liquid medium. If it's going to just touch, and you tell me, but if it's mefateya, it goes b'kulu, then you need shishim kenegdo. If it's touching a hot treifa pot, ben yomo, what's going to be mefateya? There's no bli in the pot even. There's a cost of guli medium that it's also. But if it's also as if it were mefateya also. Say that again. You got that clear?
Say one more time.
You have a hot pot. Hot pot. And I cook in that hot pot. I got a pot that I cook in it. It's a kfi ben yomi. You tell me it's also. What came out of that pot? We're not fooling ourselves. Nothing came out of that pot. What then? We'll shayel call a pot because that's halacha l'moshe misinai. That a pot ben yomi. So that tam, that isu, that's in that pot, which is not really there, but this theological isu, this spiritual isu that's in the pot, asas alochal Moshe Mishinai. Then if it asas Moshe Mishinai, it asas is if it mafateya too. If the goy cooked in that pot a treifa chaza pork chops, right? What's in that pot is the isu, that's isu mafateya. Therefore, that isu is mefateya, even though there ain't nothing that's so non-fat as the blia, as the plita of a pot ben yomo.
So even if the food was not isu mefateya, let's say you cooked kilayim in a pot, right? And that pot is ben yomo, and I use it, and now it's no geya, it's
right.
Some hecha.
I put it was a hot pot and I it was a hot treifa pot and I put down a piece of kosher something on there.
Even though the original isha wouldn't have been.
So no one makes that distinction. Why? That's why I gave you the hezbah. Because we're talking about an isha that has the ability to travel through medium into my ochel. Who gave it that ability to move? Who gave it that motility? That mobility, right? Halacha Moshe Mishinai. If it's mobile, it'll move it. If it's us. It's the mobility of Guli Midyat. Okay. Next. I'll get away a little bit, but that. This is really a simple one. I don't know why the people, Achayim had trouble with this one, but look at the Rishonim. In the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, kulya shetzolo bechelbo. A kidney where they didn't treble it well. There's the chelev shalakloyos, which is chelev, but they were aware that the kidney has a. Peritoneum on it has a skin on it, right? It's a the kidney is has
a membrane,
like a membrane, right? A fairly thick membrane on it, right? It says, and they didn't take off the fat, and they boiled it. So I look upon it as chelev. And kulya in physical contact, but not cooked together with rotiv. Therefore, since I have a barrier, I have that membranous barrier bit there, and also ella klipa. Will only asa klipa, even though you have mefateya. You're dealing here with what? With chelo shalakloros. It's real mefateya. No, but since you have a klipa, right? Shakur mafsik.
So, and that's the klipa of the krum, right?
Huh?
That's the klipa from the krum, from the membrane, not from the kidney itself, right?
No, but the kidney klipa could be the membrane itself only, possibly. V'yesh osrin v'chein noagin v'yem l'shanos v'dino kishar chelev hanitzim boso. Not to relate to that also b'kulu v'yem nizbashol kach akul yonasis nevela v'tzor shishim neged kulu. If it wasn't boiled but cooked together, right? Who are doing the kru mishala yoseres? Similarly, whatever yoseres is, could it belongs to the liver, or belongs to the kidney, maybe the pancreas.
What if you find a hole in the membrane?
Huh?
What if you find a hole in the membrane?
Oh, that's the. That is the reason why it's also. Of course, if you look in the Gemara, you look in the Rishonim, you all assume why Dima Nivgam. Look at the someone brings it down. Smucks. Who is that? Someone? Yeah, look at Chavdalit. Yes, Omrim. Yesh Osrin, Hatam Kosav Asmarki Chav Dalid in the Shach. The Ho, the Kama Bashash, Akhum Afsik, Lokoi Bemaskona. If you look at the Sugya, it seems that the Maskona is not that way. That would not be an adequate explanation for the Mechaber saying that is kosher, and the Yesh Osrin, the Ramah brings in. If the Maskon of the Gemara was against it, Mechaber wouldn't pass in that way. So it means you look in the Gemara, you don't see a Maskon. You see the Gemara is a kind of Bayah de Lushita, but not Lokoi de Maskon. That's what he means. There was no final decision made on that question. But Mar Yosef Otam, Chashin Hashem, and Nifchas Hakum. That's the point. There's a hole in there. You're depending on the krum as a barrier. Shema nifchas, it's hard to see whether it's a coherent cover without any break in it. Therefore, with the halacha lemaisa, we're not prepared to depend upon that as a effective barrier.
Does shorim hold like the mechaber?
Huh?
Does shorim hold like the mechaber usually? You know?
No, we pass it like the b'chor.
No, this
shorim hold. This shorim, no. No one, as far as I know, we don't use it at all. Kidney is not eaten. I remember growing up on the Lower East Side, there was a neighbor, Chassidish fellow who Rebbe de Keller, Zechay Levracha, 6.5 foot redhead, who was the first one to buy field for shmur wheat in America. He came from Europe, from a wealthy family. He was president of the Polish Shtiebel on the east side. He lived in Montgomery Street. And he was a chochem ayin. He went ahead. He was the first one to introduce shmur matzah in America from a commercial basis. There always was some people who went out and bought wheat from a farmer and ground the wheat themselves or the handmill and so on. But that was the Yechidim. He was the first one. So he, over his side, there was always a problem with mice. So they had a cat in the house there. And she would buy, his wife would buy kidney to cook for the cat because it was cheap. It was kosher kidney. No people ate kidney. And then you realize why people didn't eat kidney, because she would cook it, and the place smelled like a urinal. The smell of urine permeated the whole way. Yeah. Yeah. So, as I know, we don't eat kidney. So, It's kosher to eat it.
Urine is sterile, Rabbi. Urine is sterile.
Which is?
Urine is sterile. It's sterile.
Yeah. No problem. Hey, Tess. Let's get one more in. This will be the start. Let me introduce. This is Aloha Lamaise. Okay. You're aware that fish is smoked, salted, smoked, etc. It requires hashgacha. You can't buy lox without hashgacha. Can you buy herring without hashgacha? Real big shayla. Herring is salted. You can't eat herring. It has to be rinsed off. It comes in fully saturated salt solution with crystals of salt on the herring. You go to a kiddush, they serve you herring. That's already been prepared by somebody. But herring, the way Kodesh Baruch Hu made it in a barrel with brine, right? That herring is eidon necha machas molcho. A real problem. You go into a supermarket, and I don't see it nowadays, but when I was growing up, you went into a store that was herring. If you were a connoisseur, you insisted he gives you a herring from the barrel. Otherwise, the herring was lying out on a tray in the refrigerator. It was, saw the crystal of salt on it. It's Malia Sheinecho Machos Mocho. You have to be afraid to buy that in a non-kosher store, store that sells non-kosher things. Who knows what the herring touched? The herring, as you look upon it, he has a pot cooking. Will you buy what's in that pot? That's the shot. Second, there is, it's worth taking a walk on Amsterdam Avenue. There's this fish store I mentioned to you, a Pizzelli on 182nd and St. Nicholas Avenue. In the window you'll see slabs of white something heavily encrusted with salt. That's salt cod. Okay? Salt cod is the most common protein eaten in the world. The protein that's nechal in kamus, in quantity, greater than any other protein, is salt cod. Right? It's a protein that can nourish people in the third world countries as well, because there's no refrigeration. And the only thing, either they can afford meat, which is expensive, so salt cod is the main protein. Can I go with him and buy salt cod from him? He has a big thing of course. I have no doubt that it's salt cod, because he'll give you a piece. I've been in there many times with a piece of skin on there, right? Where they prepare the salt cod. Our travels, we've been in many places. You see fishermen catching cod, and the cod fishing boats have clotheslines hanging. They catch the fish, neatly fillet it, right, and hang it on the clothesline in the broiling sun, stays there for a day or two, and comes out like a piece of leather, dry. You hold it in your pocket to go, nothing is going to happen. You can travel any place in the world with it. As soon as you feel you have to eat, you throw it into a pot of water, and you have good, healthy food. You rinse the pot of water, you boil it up, pour off the first water because it's too salty, right? You pour it against the water, boil it up. Can you buy that salt cod? What's the trouble? This guy is also cutting shark. He's also cutting catfish. Right? And his hands, his apron, he's handling this stuff. The salt cod will be in contact with the Dovah Rosso. And it's Mliach Kiroseach, it's also. That's without heat, without liquid. That's Negiah. That's the Tushdala. Okay, with us?
But I thought it said they both have to be.
I'm sorry?
I thought that they both have to be salted. Isn't there a taz?
Have to be what?
That they both have to be salted. That
easy.
One is tafel, then it's...
That will come. Right. Let's see. Okay. Here. Let's see if we can get just a few words in, and we'll finish. Meliach she'enecho machlas mocho. Dina k'voseecho mafen leso k'dei klipo. Vimu shuman ha'giz b'kanokachabo v'akumos. Even though it's weak shuman, right? Yesh lahachmir latzicha netila smoko. Vimu chaylev mamish, so shishin lebatlo. In other words, the mafafea, meliach kiroseach, and mamish, I substitute salt for heat, and all the halachas follow. And therefore, meliach kiroseach, therefore pipua applies to it also. So if you're dealing with a fatty substance, it'll transfer the kulu.
We treat salt like heat.
That's right. Vim habosor shenimlach imo hushamein, batiru bishuvan hagid kerokshabo, so samach labat lo bitumi mokum shenoga kteinet tilas mokum. The place has to be cut off where they make contact. And in addition, you see, if there is shishim connect, though, fine. No shishim connect, then the whole thing is also. There's no point in cutting off the piece. The whole thing will be also. For the fachos, at least, you need klipa. That's a very nice thing. It's a big chilek whether it's nechilas mokom or klipa. I told you, nechilas mokom is a shir ezba. That's from 0.7 to 0.9 inches, depending on how you want to paskin on how the shir ezba is. Right? And if it's clay klipa, it's a very thin slice like they serve delicatessen on a machine, a very 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 thin slice. Chozer linin chaylev linin chaticha atzma shaya chaylev dovek bo linin shachaticha shnim luchu biyachad. But what if I have this chaticha and there are other chatichas with it, and I have one chaticha shomim, so then fapeya the kulu, but the other chaticha sound shomim. Then you shach chaticha shomim yachad, and then b'chol lachad b'hem if they ask the shishin levati lachayev asuros. Then the stalfim b'yachad levati lachayev, then chaylev mefapeya mechaticha lechaticha below rotev. Therefore, the chatichos that were in contact with each other, those chatichos are also with the aloha of papua, mafapeya. Therefore, question you asked before, how far does it go? Right? That will have it. So the chatich has a chaylevada, becomes also. It touches, and it's heavily salted. It touches another chatich, that becomes also. No, now goes further. Eh? There's no. We don't consider it as one unit. Otherwise, all the other chatichos would be mitzare to be bat v'shishim. There's no. Each chatich is separate. And main b'chalachas ben b'tnei atzma shishim lebat ha'achelav asuros. Ben b'sach me'ar lebat ha'achelav. In chelim p'vei b'chatich al'tich ha'blo roitiv. Therefore, the other chatichos are okay. So the chaticha that's in touch, that was in contact with this one is also, itself is also, and the others are okay. The main yodua noga bekulam, maybe it touched the ball, maybe they mixed up when they put in this one, the salted one, and had chaylev attached to it. They don't know if it touched all the others also. If a suffix, right, then kulam asulos. Rabbonim. But if you know it only touched one, but you don't remember which one it touched, then you do a ezo kula mutolos, because then you have aloch of yovish b'yovish, is botel chad b'trei. It's chad b'trei botel.
But how does that work with regard to the aloch we read before, that if you have three pieces, then the first is as if it touches the third, and the second one decides to the medium?
Say it again.
By Chamin, we said that if you have Shuman, then the Mefafea, you have one piece, the piece next to it, it spreads to piece two, and then piece two adds as a medium, and piece one spreads to piece three.
Correct. Okay.
So how do we
can I mark it off here? I thought I made a little marker there for you. I thought I made a little mark on here. The Sharad, because there is in that there is lechus that the thing is filled with moisture. That's why we ask it. And here it's talking about dry. You know, it's dry. That's dry. That's wet dry and that's wet. Right. And there we're talking about wet dry. But I thought I made a mark. You see it, huh? Yeah, I'm sorry. I looked wrong. I had your there over Shabbos. Your text. It's on Chav Gimel, the Shach Chav Gimel. Shlomo the Mighty Shudova Yovei Sheshel Retivus Sas. He'll call Kivin the Medina Maplit. He wants to ties it over there, and that applies to this case too. And if you have the place on Chob Gimel, there we want. Okay, Shachas High Road. He said Shenugei Abu Apila Bisu Klisha Balisum. In the case of a Kli, they put the Ma'ir Shudova Yovei Sheshel Retivus Sas. And Divi Marshal Shereveisi. That's why I have to answer that question over here. Oh, and we'll get back. We're late. I'm sorry. Okay, we'll try to finish Kufei tomorrow. I don't mean or this week anyway.
It was Chof Gimel.
The what?
It was in Shachav Gimel.
No. Oh, yeah. What did I say? Shachav Gimel. I'm sorry.
You mean Tav?
It was Reda.
Oh, Shachav Gimel.
Yeah.
Double
Yavish. That's how we have to differentiate the deal. So today's the last of Bahab.